The ad in question included this allegedly misleading statement.
Lewis Butler worked to put criminals on the street, like Reuben Lee Mitchell, who raped an 11-year-old girl with learning disabilities. Butler found a loophole. Mitchell went on to molest another child. Can Wisconsin...
Butler did represent Mitchell as a public defender, but his acquittal was appealed to the Supreme Court, where it was overturned. Mitchell committed another rape after he was released on parole, but not as a direct result of Butler's defense arguments. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says the ad is symptomatic of the attack ads that characterized two of the last three Supreme Court elections.
You know, a lot of the ads were just downright untruthful, and the ad that was sponsored by the Gableman campaign was certainly one of those ads.
But Gableman argues the ad did not actually blame Butler for Mitchell's second rape. His lawyers have also argued that regulating campaign ads too strictly threatens candidates' First Amendment rights. Still, McCabe says it's time to clean up judicial campaigns and prevent special interest groups from sponsoring ads that mislead the public.
We've got to clean up those elections, and, you know, they've degenerated into auctions. We've got to make them elections again.
Gableman faces a possible reprimand or suspension without pay if the three-judge panel finds him guilty. Eventually, his colleagues on the Supreme Court will decide whether or not to discipline him. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public.